Hey guys, Chase here with Southwest Indiana Outdoors, and today we're going to be talking about getting started as an outdoor content creator. So I think the first step that you need to know in this content creation journey is, what are your goals? Do you have goals of just kind of putting your videos out there and trying to build a community? Do you have goals of putting your videos out there and making a little bit of money, maybe paying for your hobby? Or do you have goals of, hey, this is going to be my career. I want to make a career out of this. I want to support myself. I want to support my family. That is the number one thing I think you need to know, is what are your goals? And everything else is going to be based around your goals. So getting started, make up your goals, sit down, write them down before you actually get into anything. Write down your goals and kind of figure out what direction you want to take this content creation journey. The next thing I think you need to know is, what is your genre / niche? You know, what avenue are you wanting to pursue on this? You know, coming into a niche is very important in any of these. I think a lot of people kind of have a very broad spectrum in what they're wanting to be starting out, and then kind of go multiple directions. Therefore, they pull multiple different audiences that do not see eye to eye, and it causes conflict in their audiences. And ultimately, it ends up being something that doesn't sustain their growth throughout what they're doing. So if you want to be someone who does trail rides, focus on being trail rides. Don't do trail rides and then hunting and then fishing or anything else. Focus on one niche. Now, ultimately, could you look at having a couple different things that are your niche and branch out and have multiple different, you know, channels here on YouTube or different Facebook pages? You can, yes. But making each one your niche is where I think it's really important. You know, getting started, you need to have a niche that's going to bring people in and bring people together to build a community. Another thing that I think is super important is your name. What are you going to use for a name? Some people, and I follow a lot of people through content creation, some people are going to start out with one name and a couple months down the road change, and a couple months down the road change again. For me, you know, I could have said, hey, I'm Southwest Indiana Outdoors on YouTube, and then move over to Facebook and said Fishing with Chase, and then moved over to Instagram and said, you know, called my channel Fishing as a Family, and moved over to TikTok and, you know, changed my name to Husband and Wife Fishing Competitions. That's not building anything. It's not going to make each of my different avenues of content creation, of social media, lead into the same thing. The way, if you come up with a name and you stick with it across all platforms, then those different platforms will feed each other. Do they feed each other fully? No, but they definitely make a difference. I have some followers that follow me on every single platform that I'm on, which kind of leads into the next thing that I want to talk about, and that is, use multiple platforms. Especially if you've got a goal of making this into something, you know, again, whether it's community building or whether it is full-time career, use multiple platforms. I love YouTube and I really focus on YouTube, but I use all platforms, and I have my other platforms help feed people to my YouTube channel, because that's where my growth is important. So I've seen growth through Facebook, through Instagram, through TikTok, because of, I push those, I create content that is especially for those to help feed everyone over to my YouTube channel. So multiple different platforms are going to help you. And honestly, if you're looking at making a career out of it, multiple different platforms, there's a lot more chance of monetizing on multiple different ones, again, connecting with brands on multiple different ones. You'll see some brands are a lot more Instagram focused, some brands are more Facebook focused, some brands are going to be looking at the YouTube creators that have quite a few subscribers, a lot of views on all their videos. So hitting multiple different areas is very, very important. The next thing I want to talk about is getting started creating content. So this is going to come into get your cameras that you want to use. I started out with a couple GoPros. Well, actually, I started out with one GoPro and started out with that. Did all my filming through that. Did some through a camera here or through my phone here and there. But ultimately, figuring out what you're going to be filming and how you want to film that. So for me, I'm filming my kayak fishing content for most of my different channels. And what I'm focusing on is having that GoPro. So I have GoPro mounts that can go behind my kayak, GoPro mount for my chest. I have the GoPro mount for if I'm fishing from the bank. So having that, but I also currently am filming on my phone. So if you've got a phone that is set up for that, making sure you have phone mounts wherever you need them. Say I'm bank fishing, I could set up with my phone on this tripod that I have it on right now and have it recording my bank fishing trip. Whatever method you need to use, figure out what camera gear, what mics you need, and go from there. The next thing in that is create content and post it. So it's so easy to get started and to watch yourself and say, hey, this first video I filmed was not good enough. And I'm gonna say it probably isn't. I filmed a lot and threw away a lot of footage that I should have never thrown away because it wasn't good enough. When I first started posting, it still wasn't good enough. But through posting and seeing, hey, this is something that I could improve on, I've made big improvements over the last couple years of doing this. Therefore, I've seen a lot of growth. So start posting, start creating content now. That way you can grow into bigger things. Right now I have just under 200 full-length videos on YouTube. So over 200 videos, I've learned a ton. And that's just my full-length videos. That's not counting shorts. That's not counting live streams and stuff like that. So through that, I've learned so much over the last couple years of making videos for YouTube. And that goes into play with your Facebook, with your Instagram, with your TikTok. Take the time, make the content, make the posts, which leads into the next thing. This is work. If you have goals of this becoming something more than just, hey, it's a fun hobby to do here and there. It's fun to record my trips. I want my family to see it. If you have goals of turning this into brand deals, if you have goals of turning this into something that's going to make you a living, ultimately a small business that supports you, supports your family, then you've got to realize content creation is work. It's a full-time job. Whether I am fishing 3 days a week, whether I'm fishing one day a week, whether I can't even fish this week, whether I am, you know, working my full-time job, which I currently have, or taking care of my family, taking care of the kids, I still have to create content because I want to see growth. And if I'm not consistent in creating content, if I'm not consistent in posting, then it's going to let me down and I'm not going to meet my goals. So again, this kind of feeds into that same thing of what are your goals? If your goals are to grow, you cannot just decide that, hey, I'm going to do this half-heartedly. Half-heartedness is not going to gain you subs. It's not going to gain you watch hours, not going to gain you views or anything like that. And it's not going to connect with companies. The next thing I want to talk about is making connections. And this isn't just connections with companies. If you want to grow and, again, turn this into a business, turn this into something that you get brand deals or, hey, I get my fishing gear for free. If you want to make this into that, make connections. So I know a lot of other people that have YouTube channels that have, you know, successful YouTube channels, successful Facebook pages, Instagrams, stuff like that. And I talk to them. I see, hey, what are you doing right? What can I help myself with? You know, what can I look at and say, hey, that's something I can step in as well. These are some tips that they had that they gave me that have helped me grow. And I've seen that a lot over the last couple of years. I've made connections. Now, these are obligation-free connections. I'm not saying, hey, if you sub to me, I'll sub to you. Hey, if you watch 10 of my videos, I'll watch 10 of your videos. If you like all my videos, like all my posts on Facebook, I'll like your videos, I'll like your posts. That's not how it works. That's not building a real connection, which again results or ends in building a real community. If you're doing it that way, you're not doing it the right way. Making connections with people and building relationships, which builds a community. That's what I'm talking about. And I've talked to guys like Darren Wendell from Wendell Fishing. I've talked to guys like John from Creek Fishing Adventures. And I don't look at them as, hey, what can you give me? I look at, hey, how can I grow through the things that you've learned? And, you know, you're talking to guys that are into this full time now. So the next thing I want to kind of talk on, and it goes hand in hand with the brands and stuff. Don't take every offer. You are going to get so many offers. You guys see, I'm still small. I've got just about 1,800 subscribers here on YouTube, and I've got about 6,000 total between all of my different platforms. I get offers all the time for companies that want to work with me, for people that want to send me free products for a video, a review. Don't just work with everyone. Look at what's going to align with your goals, like I spoke of earlier. What is going to align with your goals, and what is the smart move for your channel, for your pages? What is the smart move to help them grow? Because if it's just, hey, I'm getting some free gear that I don't even know if I'm going to like, or maybe, hey, it's free gear that I can sell, does it align with your goals? When you make a video on it, is it going to appeal to your audience? Again, because you want to build a community. If it doesn't appeal to your audience, then who's going to watch it? And what good does it do to make that content? You're going to get tons of offers. I get emails, I get messages for free stuff very frequently. They always come with strings attached, and I shy away from a majority of them. Now, if you've got a goal of working with brand A, you know, let's just say that. If you've got a goal of working with brand A and that brand reaches out to you, obviously you're going to look at, hey, how can this be beneficial for me and them, and kind of go from there. But I'm not just taking every single brand that offers me something, because if I did, I would be filling my channel with stuff like that people don't want to watch. I'll say the biggest place that I see this a ton is on TikTok. I have some people that I follow on there who every video they put out is an advertisement for a product. I'm not into that. I don't watch those videos, so it does me zero good to follow them. And it does them no good for me to follow them. The next thing I want to talk on is along the same lines, and that's sponsors and ads. So they're about every fishing company, and I know that it's like this in a lot of other areas too, but about every fishing company is looking for someone to be pro staff, promotional staff. You promote their product, they give you a discount. Maybe it's promote like, hey, you promote and sell so much of their product and you get free product from them, or even the testing thing. You're going to get a lot of companies that do that. There is nothing wrong with being pro staff. I'm on a couple pro staffs, and they're companies that I want to work with. That's where, again, it has to align with your goals. If it's not a company that you ultimately want to work with, joining a pro staff just to have that name on your Facebook page, your YouTube channel, your jersey, if you're a tournament fisherman, joining those pro staffs does not actually do you any good. there are very few companies that look and say, oh, well, hey, you're a member of this pro staff. You've got to be really important. There are a few people that are going to watch you. And I'll say this from experience. There are a few people that are going to watch you and say, well, hey, because he fishes for a company, then he's the guy that I want to follow. Now, that does happen at times, but a majority of the time, your pro staffs are going to be what you are making deals on. Your pro staffs are going to be what benefits you. And that's important. And it's got to benefit them hand in hand if you're going to be on their pro staff. And if you make it to like a real pro staff, then it really has to benefit you and them, or else it's never going to work. I would suggest one of your goals is that brand, making brand deals, partnering with brands, then create a resume. And whether that's a media kit that kind of tells where you are, you know, your total followers, your views, your watch hours, things like that. Make a resume so you can present to these brands if you want to work with them. Because if you're just going to them and saying, hey, I'm going to wear your name, your brand on my shirt, or I'm going to have your brand on the background of my podcast. If you don't have anything to show them on why they want to have that there, then it does no good. They're not going to just say, hey, well, thanks, you're a content creator, we're going to give you this. They're going to look at your posts on your different social media accounts. They're going to look at your videos if you're doing YouTube. You've got to, number one, be able to present the brand the way they want it presented as well. So if you're doing a lot of things like, hey, I ran from the police in this video, or I, you know, trespassed on this property and the owner ran me off. If you're doing things like that, brands are not going to want to work with you because they want someone that represents them. I can promise you right now, the brands that I work with, if I was going out and doing things like that, they would say, hey, we're going to have to part ways. So it's very important that you build a resume and that you do things the way that the brand is going to want you to. So look at how does their brand reflect from their other advocates, ambassadors, whatever they call them, and go down that same path. Another thing I want to talk on is brand jumpers. You're going to see this a ton, especially people that are kind of like that mid-level in social media. You're going to see them in one brand and, hey, they promote this brand all the time. Let's just say kayak brands. They use this model of kayak and they've used it for the last 2 years and it's the best kayak that's ever made. And they're promoting that kayak. And then something changes, another company that they really want to work for reaches out to them and says, hey, we would like you to come over and promote our kayak. They're going to immediately jump. They're going to tell the other kayak maker, the other brand of whatever product they're using, hey, we don't want to use your product anymore. And they're going to jump to the next brand. And although, yeah, that's going to be great because now you're under a name brand, you've got a bigger company that you're working for, but you're just casting your previous brand that you have tons of content out there of, you're casting them aside to pick up the next brand. Other companies are not going to want to see that. They're not going to want to see that, hey, you were a major supporter of this, and then all of a sudden you stopped and started supporting their direct competitor, because they're going to say, well, hey, if we offer this guy a deal, then the moment he has a bigger deal come around, he's going to jump ship and he's going to go to that company. So that doesn't mean that you can't, hey, if you've got a mutual partnership with a brand and you decide to go a different direction because they don't align with your goals, you know, you guys kind of just part ways because whatever reason, it's okay to do that. But I'm talking about the people that you see them, hey, I support this brand and I'm all about this brand, until the next bigger brand just keeps coming along. And there will always be the next bigger brand around. And that's what their goal is. Another thing that I would strongly suggest is when you get started, study analytics. Watch lots of videos like this one. Darren Wendell puts out a really good video. And then I actually did a podcast with Darren Wendell It's called So You Want to Be an Outdoor Content Creator. Check that out on my channel or his. And his channel is Wendell Fishing. But yeah, so check out that video and get some more of the tips and tricks. It was a live, so it's in podcast format as well. But yeah, get some more of the tips and tricks there. But I strongly suggest you dig into your analytics and start digging into them early. See what's working, what isn't working, and learn to grow from there. You know, I've got some videos that I know when I build them, it's not going to be the best thing for all my followers. It's going to appeal to a few of them. But ultimately, I'm doing this because I enjoy doing it. So there are going to be some videos that I put out that, hey, I know these are not going to get the most views. These are not going to build the biggest audience, but I enjoy doing them. And some of my followers are going to watch them and engage with them. But look at what in your analytics, look at each individual thing that you're putting out and see how you can turn each individual thing into more. So that's my big tips today, guys. Check it out. Go back and watch some of this over and take the time, if you are looking at getting into this, in planning that out. Again, the first thing I really want to push is create your goals. But yeah, so thank you guys very much for watching. I really appreciate it. This is, again, part of the new series called Getting Started. This is video 2 of that series. I've got several other videos lined up. Let me know some other things that you would like to see on the Getting Started series. And that can be anywhere from rigging up a kayak to talking about outdoor content creation, whatever it is. Let me know what you think of the Getting Started series and what you want to see out of it. Like I said in the last video, this is the beginning of my shop. Hopefully by a few videos in, you guys will see some changes to my shop. You might see some of my brands that I work with on here, and some of my lures hanging up on the wall and stuff like that. But again, thanks for watching. Go back and watch some of my other videos. I'll have one posted right here. Thank you guys very much, and have a great day.